Blog Talk Radio.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yahweh. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Selah, shalom, 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 shalom. That was Psalm 119, section Beth. Section Beth. Hallelujah. According to the Hebrew lettering system. Hallelujah. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah, henceforth forever and forever and ever. I am Yeremiahu ben Yisrael. You are in the knowledge suite every M day, every W day, with the exception of some F days. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I am blessed, my beloved brothers and sisters, and privileged to be with you again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. Hallelujah. We're going to just bring some things out more further, you know, to kind of like put some of the toppings on tithing and to cover some things that we didn't get a chance to cover the last time we were here with you all, and we've covered quite a bit. So go back. Listen to the archives and get this down packed, because I guarantee you a lot of people, especially in the churches and the other religious affiliations, will be coming to you with these questions. Hallelujah. Meditate upon these scriptures day and night. Pray and ask Yah to give you wisdom, to give you insight in this, because it is incumbent upon all of us to do what? To study and to know his word, because that's a great responsibility that's placed upon the entire nation of Israel, all 12 tribes. And that's the way it is. Now, I want to bring your attention to something here, hallelujah, concerning tithing. Now, some of you will ask, and we're going to answer that, about tithing preceding the actual establishment of the nation of Israel. Yes, that is in fact and indeed true. In fact, we're going to go right there now to two of the main players in this nation, which happen to be our father, Abraham, and his son, Yaakov. The man is called Jacob, in which the 12 tribes came out of Israel. But we have scriptural evidence here that Abraham, not only did Abraham pay 10% of his tithes to a man named Melchizedek, hallelujah, a priest that was a priest of Yahweh before the actual, Levitical priesthood was formed. Now, hallelujah. Yah have been dealing with men, have been dealing with people, have been dealing with persons ever since the beginning of time. So let's go back now to the book of Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 14. Now, what you will need to do is go back and read this entire 14th chapter of Genesis to get the understanding of what has transpired here, what's going on, and why what we're going to read now did transpire. And for the conservation of time, again, this is Genesis chapter 14, and we're going to start reading at verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Shalom, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest now, priest of El Elyon. See, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram. That was before Abraham's name was changed to Abraham, because he was Abram, which means father of the exaltation, father of exaltation. And he was exalted to what? Abraham, to become what? The father of the multitude. See how Hebrew terminology and Hebrew words work and names work? See, they all have meaning. Europeanized names don't have no meaning. It don't have anything to connect you to the Creator. Hallelujah. Blessed be Abram of the Most High Elohim, El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth. And he and blessed be the Most High Elohim, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Now, and he gave him who tithes of all? This is Abraham giving a tenth of his substance, of the substance, to Melchizedek before the tithing system was even put in place. Because remember, Israel had not been established yet as a nation. But yet here you even have Abraham, who existed as a Hebrew now, a Hebrew, Abraham, before the nation of the what? Hebrews was actually put into force, so to speak, okay? But yeah, there were Hebrews already in existence on the planet. We've been here since the start of time. We can go all the way back to Adam. Now, that's a heavy and a deep subject, and we're going to deal with that, too, to show you that Adam, in fact, was created a Hebrew, different and diverse from all the other people that were there in the Garden of Nations in the beginning. Yes, that's a deep subject. We're going to get into that. And I know this is going to blow the rooftop off a lot of y'all mores, okay? But it's all good. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. But anyway, this is what? This is what was going on here. Now, see, Abraham had been involved in, Abram, rather, had been involved in a war, a massacre, okay? He massacred. He tore some hands up. Oh, yeah. That's why you need to read this whole 14th chapter to get the gist and get the understanding of what was transpiring here as to what this was that Abram was giving Melchizedek 10% out of what? It has to do with a victory, a war that Abram and about 300 men had won against certain enemies that they were fighting. I want you to read this for yourself now. This is how we're going to get it. We need to start reading these things in our own, my brothers and sisters. I'm just here to just point out certain things to you and to expound upon them. But you got to get this word down packed for yourself, okay? I have to know it. You've got to know it. As the nation of Israel, this is the responsibility. We got to know the word of Yah. So now we're dealing with here Abram is paying what? Ma'asa, tenth, a tithe. Okay, of substance to a priest, hallelujah, Melchizedek, the king of Shalom, hallelujah, back in that day and time before tithing was even put into place. Now, this is over in Genesis chapter 28, verse 10, and where it's in reference to Jacob or Yaakov, Abraham's grandson, because Yaakov was born under Yiscah. Or Isaac, Abraham's son, that he had by his wife Sarah, okay? We'll start reading in verse 10. This is Genesis chapter 28, starting at verse 10. And Jacob, Yaakov, went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham by Abba, thy father, and the Elohim of Yiscah, Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. So you see where he was when this was happening. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread broad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Yah don't break promises. And Yaakov awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely Yahweh is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of Elohim. In other words, Bethel, Beth, house, El, Elohim. And this is the gate of heaven. Gate of heaven. Now, there are gates of heavens all around you that you cannot see. There are certain places on this planet that are extremely, extremely sacred. And here Yaakov just happened to have been in one of them. Verse 18, Yaakov rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place, here we go, Bethel. See, Bethel, house of El, house of Elohim. This is what Bethel means. Now, you see a lot of Bethels all around. Your church is named Bethel, but you had no idea of what it meant. It means house of El. And you know, these churches ain't no house of Elohim. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Yaakov vowed a vow, saying, if Elohim will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and I will give thee bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Elohim. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be Elohim's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. The tenth, now, the ma'asah, the tithe. See, here we go. What tithing is what? Tithing is preceding the nation of Israel here. So yes, tithing did precede the what? The establishment of the nation of Israel. Something else we need to point out here about tithing. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Okay, let's go back over to Malachi chapter 3, and this time let's start reading at verse 10. I want to show you something here. Bring ye all the tithes, all the ma'asah, into the storehouse, that there may be meat. Meat now, we already established what that is, in mine house. So that what? The Levites, the fatherless, and the widow won't go hungry to provide food. You have to have food to maintain your strength to live. And prove me now herewith, saith Yahweh, Sabaoth, Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour, now pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. Now, we want to deal with that part. Now, I want to show you these windows that the Most High Yah is talking about, because you're all thinking that this means that he's going to pour a tremendous amount of rain, a whole lot of rain, rain a whole lot of money into your bank account. But money is not rain. You know, I know you rappers say they're going to make it rain by throwing dollars and all this up in there. No. Let me show you what comes through these windows that the Most High Yah is referring to in his word. Let's go back over to Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. This has to do, hallelujah, back during the time of Noah. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. This is what comes through the windows of heaven. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So what came through the windows of heaven? Rain, rain, rain. This is what the Creator was talking about back then, Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. See, in other words, he's going to pour out all this rain so that, number one, you wouldn't die, so that you would have refreshment, so that you would have what? Water to drink. And your crops would be watered so that they can grow, still proving that the tithing has to do with increase. And your cattle would not die of thirst. See, this is what the windows of heaven are. Hallelujah. It contains rain, because this is what he did when he even opened up, look at this, the fountains of the deep. He opened up the windows of heaven, but this was a different reason right here. He opened up the windows of heaven this time to flood the earth during this particular time. But he opens up the windows of heaven to give us rain, because that's what comes through the windows, okay? Not money. not gold, not the materialism some of you all are seeking, okay? I disagree with that. Well, here's the word. Read it for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Now, let me show you about how these same windows can be closed. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 8, verse 2. This is also back during what? The time of Noah. Genesis chapter 8, just for the conservation of time, verse 2. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, meaning what? They were closed. And the rain from heaven was restrained. Whenever Yah closes the windows, there's no rain. When he opens the window, there is rain. When he told them to bring the tithes into the storehouse and that there may be meat in my house, and prove him not, that's what? He will open the windows of heaven to give you rain so that you can live, so that your crops can thrive. I mean, look at it, brothers. Have you ever noticed how green even vegetation is unto this day? How green the leaves are. Well, just watch it the next time when you go out. When we had a good rain, watch how super green the leaves and the plant life, even the grass turns. And just the natural rain that falls from the sky, it doesn't turn that green through what they call irrigation with all that chlorinated, fluorinated, arsenic-based, and every other kind of poison in the water that they give us to drink here. No, the waters, even though they try to pollute the heavens and try to pollute the earth, this is the heathen now. The waters fall from heaven are a different type of water because why? They go through Yah's filtration system. And so that rain, that water that falls from heaven, then even though in some cases they call it acid rain because the heathens up there spraying chemtrail all in there to mess it up. But Yah, even at that, that rainwater comes down with all the necessary, what, life-sustaining nutrients and minerals and things already in it. So this is what Yah was telling them, that he would open up these windows, give them plenty of rain so that the crops, so that they can survive, so that what, the animal life can survive, so there'll be what? Plenty of meat in his house. Let's be real about it, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So we just put the icing now. We icing it up, we capping it up, we tying up the little loose ends that we didn't get to the last time. Hallelujah. Now, over in the book of Nehemiah, which you all have been, you know, used to saying Nehemiah, but that's really Nehemiah. And for the sake of understanding where we are, we'll say Nehemiah, Nehemiah. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, this has to do with a certain time in our antiquity. You need to go back and read this entire 10th chapter. We'll read 9 and 10 to get the understanding of what's transpiring here. Now, notice this. And just for the conservation of time, we'll start reading at verse 36. Also, the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring the house of our Elohim unto the priests that minister in the house of Elohim, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil unto the priest, to the chambers now, of the house of our Elohim, and the tithes of our ground, not pocketbooks, not wallets, not purses, unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And this was during a certain time of our antiquity. In fact, many of our people were dwelling outside of our land during that time because we went into multiple captivities, my blood, brother, and sister. But notice, the Levites were with them where they were at this particular time. You need to read chapter 9 and 10. We'll start reading at chapter 8 and read up to what's going on here. And if you notice, if you start reading at the chapter 10, starting at verse 1, it talks about a filling of so many Israelites. Now, this is where they copied this how many were sealed, talking about 144,000 over in the book of Revelation. Well, this is where they stole it from. But look at everyone who was sealed here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not quite 144,000. And then you'll read in the same chapter why they were sealed. Now, those that sealed are, sealed were, you know, one of the first ones mentioned is Nehemiah himself. Hallelujah. Go and read and get the what? True antiquity, what happened in the past to mine and your people. But notice, even in this particular place, they were still paying tithes unto the Levites. Why you can't do it in America? Where are the Levites? You can't just jump up and call yourself a Levite or a Lawanite. You didn't come from that tribe. You're not it. So as you can see, you cannot take no tithes here because the system of tithing is not in place, as with none of the laws, statutes, judgments of the Most High Yah in place here in captivity. You are lawful captives, as you call yourselves. Hallelujah. Now, I'll show you some twists and some turns to the tithing subject that's found over in your notebook. I'm going to read it and show you how they twisted this. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5. And verily, they that are the sons of Levi who receive the office of the priesthood, number one, the priesthood is not an office, okay, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law. That's not true. Yah didn't give them a commandment to take tithes. He gave them the tithes. If you read back over there, hallelujah, in Numbers chapter 18, where we first started, go backwards. Go back there and see what Yah told the Levites. He said, I have given you the tenth, the tithe, the ma'asah. He didn't say I gave you a commandment to take nothing from nobody. See how they twist stuff? Of the people according to the law. According to the law, this is not so. That is of their brethren, though they came, that is of their brethren now, though they came out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. See how this don't make no sense? This is twisted, it's messed up, and it is not consistent still. Some of y'all going to read this, and I don't see no problem with that. That's what he says. Say he gave the tenth, and he gave an order for the Levite. Hey, I'm a man, I don't want to hear it, okay? It is what it is. You don't want to see the contradiction and the mess in this, then that's you. Hallelujah. Now, another place you want to go to is over in Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Now, watch this. Now, this J.C. talking, oh, it's written in red now. Written in red to denote what? Blood. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the trick, see? Yeah. Because the Roman Empire was a bloody empire. And this J.S.U.S., the slave ship, had plenty of blood on because they killed our people on it. They murdered them. They lynched them. And there was a lot of blood flow. Oh, yeah. Right there on the good ship Jesus of Lubeck, England. Oh, yeah, owned by Queen Elizabeth, sailed by Sir John Hawkins. Go look it up. Hallelujah. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These all ye have done and not leave the other undone. Now, let me, first of all, there are no weightier matters of the law. All of the law carries weight if you have to deal with it in weight, okay? But all, there's no big law, little law. It's law, Torah in Hebrew. Torah is Torah. There's no big law, no little law. So then how can you tell them? First of all, look what he tells them they tithe. Still, but these are the minimal herbs. You're going to have these anyway in your kitchen, okay? But look at the little bitty stuff he's telling them that they pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. What about the corn? Okay, what about the greens? What about the tomatoes? What about the okra? Well, it's still a herb, though, brother Yermiahu. I mean, y'all can argue till the cows come home. This is twisted. Number one, why this little bitty stuff? But see, here's the trick is here. They're trying to tell you in a very slick and sly way that even tithing here is not done with no money. See, he mentioned nothing about no money. He mentioned herbs. Mint is a herb. Anise is a herb. Cumin. An herb. Some of you all have these in your kitchen. A little bit of stuff. Hallelujah. Can you see the twist now, my beloved brothers and sisters? But you notice, they don't make a big ado, and they don't hardly mention tithes over here in this book at all. But yet, all of your Christian preachers, all your Christian churches, take tithes. You got to pay. They put a lot of emphasis on it. But that book that they preach out of, makes very little mention of the tithe. And then over in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5, is even telling them in a sly, twisted way that the tithes belong to Levi. Now, are they Levites? Are they Lawanites? The tithes go to Lawi, called Levi. Hallelujah. That's still twisted. And I know some of you are going to look at it and say, well, I disagree with you. You can disagree all you want to. It is what it is. Praise the Most High, y'all. Now, in knowing what we know and having covered what we covered, when you who are still in church go to church now, well, what are you going to do and what you're going to say to your preacher now when he calls for you to bring ye the tithes into the storehouse? There may be meat in mine house. And he's going to be reading directly out of Malachi chapter 3, starting at verse 6. He's going to hit you with what? Will a man rob God? Yes, he shall rob me in tithes and offerings. But he's not going to take time and go through this entire tithing system, as yours truly, Yirmiyahu, has done in these series and in these lessons that we have shared with you on tithing. Praise the Most High, y'all, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters. We have got to get it together. The truth is the truth. Y'all's word is true. Hallelujah. Everything shall pass away except the words of the Most High, Yah, which stand forever. How long is forever? How long is that? Queen Naya, how long is forever? Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and my beloved sisters, Ma'asa, Ma'asa. Look at that. We were used to saying words like that. Call me master, boy. Yes, sir, Ma'asa. Ma'asa. Ma'asa, tenth, tithe in Hebrew. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. We've been speaking Hebrew all along, fragments of ancient Hebrew. Yeah. Look over yonder. Yonder is a Hebrew word, there. See? Over there, over yonder, over there. Ain't. Go get that word, ain't. Aim. Hebrew means nothing. Ain. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You go get me that table over there. Bring that table. You go get it yourself. Joseph. Joseph is what? The man is called Joseph's real name. You've been speaking your language all the time, all along, and the heathens have been offended because they hear those ancient Hebrew phrases in your speech. See? Look, y'all, see that Yah is in our mouth. Y'all, Yah, Yah. Look at that. Proving that we come from a people who called upon him. See, this is programmed in our DNA. It's programmed into our DNA, and it cannot be put aside. It cannot be messed with, tampered with. They've tried to. But it's in our blood. It's in our DNA. It's in our bloodline. It's in us, period. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Hallelujah, praise the Most High, Yah. Tithing. Not done with money. Tithing. 10% of your increase. You don't grow nothing. Then you're tithing. Tithes. Go to the Levites. Even back before tithing was established, Abraham paid tenth, hallelujah, to Melchizedek, the priest of Shalom of Salem back in that day, a priest of Yah now, that existed before the Levitical priesthood was even put in place. Man, there's no getting around Yah. There's no getting around Yah. There's no getting around his words. The Most High Yah has blessed us mightily here with knowledge. The windows of heaven, what flows through the windows, rain. When he shuts the windows, what stops? The rain. You need rain to live. You got to have water. If he dried this earth up right now, everybody and everything, including plant life, would all perish. Hallelujah. And he controls the flow of the windows of heaven. How much rain comes through there? If he floods the earth, everything will die. But notice, he allows enough water to fall to water us all and to water all things. to keep a point alive. It's been a pleasure, my beloved brothers and sisters, being with you all here in this segment in the Knowledge Suite. I am encouraging you, admonishing you to join me again this coming W Day in the Knowledge Suite. Shalom, shalom, shalom.